We're in Masechet Gittin, Daf Tzadit. Please, God, we'll finish the Daf today. We're starting at the bottom of Pei Tet Amud Bet. So the first wild line of the Gemara. So we saw already yesterday, we had a question. We said, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Shachulim mi Bei Rav L'Shmuel. I said the question from Bei Midrash of Rav to Shmuel. She said, I'm down to Rabbeinu, teach us. I went back a bit, right? Teach us that our Rebbe, Yatza Le'akom Rishon. There was a rumor that she was married to the first one. And then Ba'achev Kidusha Kedusha, and somebody else came and gave her Kedusha in front of Aidin. So Ma, what's the story? So Shmuel answered. Shmuel said, Tetzei, she must, in the meantime, let her leave that second husband, separate. Ve'miru ha'davar ha'boryo, check out the details, the facts, v'odiyuni, and then let me know what's happening, and then we'll see what's going on. So the Gemara says, now, we pick up over here, lo metzo davar ha'boryo. Ma, they couldn't establish any facts. So what's the story? Lo metzo davar ha'boryo. So was it correct, this rumor that she was married to the first one? So Avonah megarish Rishon v'nose sheini. So she must begarish the first one and nose sheini. Now, be honest, I don't know why. We can't establish she was married to the first one. How can she get divorced from him? But anyhow. So she can't stay with the first one. She must go to the second one. Avonah megarish sheini v'nose sheini. But she can't divorce the second one and marry the first one. Right? Now, just Rashi says, we have a nose sheini im yirtze. She doesn't have to. But if she wants to. Right? So, so it says over here, my time, why can't she marry the first one? I tell the married people are going to end up saying, what's the story? They're going to say, this guy was done kiddushim with her. And then he divorced her. She had kiddushim with somebody else. And now he's remarrying her. Right? Look at Rashi. Machzir gushato min ha'irusin. The fourth wide line, the last one, the bottom. The Amar Alida, she gir shushon tchila, she divorced him first. Kitsh to the kishu, v'achshav chozim machzira. Now, we know you can't marry somebody after they've been married in between. But I always thought it was only Eru and Nisuin, not Kiddushin. If there's only Kiddushin, what's the problem? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Thinking aloud. It's only the Kiddushin. Didn't we say that we said that, for example, just one second. We said that with the case of a husband who went overseas, and one aide came and said that the husband was dead, and she did kiddushin to somebody, and then the husband came back, she can mevata that kiddushin and go back to her husband. We said that, yes, we learned it the other day. So I didn't think it was a problem with kiddushin. Only erusin, because erusin, there's bia. Right? If there's Kiddushin, normally there's no beer.
But Kiddushin can be done through beer.
Yeah, but not really. I mean, you're right. I mean, a Torah you can rock. But I mean, Mechaim may look down.
I'll be Nisuin.
But my father's saying Kiddushin can be done by beer. So maybe that's your Yechoshua. Okay, maybe. All right, maybe. That's a good answer, I suppose. A better answer than I've got. Okay. So he's over here. Rav. Shinna Bered Rav Idi Amar, he doesn't agree. He said, Amar, Af Megare Shaini Vidosa Rishon. He can even have the first one. Why? Maimar Amar, Inu Rabban Amar, Kiddush Rav Kiddush Taut. They'll recognize that the second Kiddush Rav Kiddush Taut. Okay, so that's the Machlok and Amorai. The Gemara means the story of Yatsa, Alea Kol, Mizeh, Umizeh Mahu. Now we've got a call from Mizeh, Umizeh. Look at Rashi, the second last lines of Rashi at the very beginning. So Yatza le'akol mizeh, Rashi says. First we heard that she was engaged to the first one, betrothed to the first one. Then v'achagam mizeh, from the second one. Shelo kitsha sheni b'faneinu kitsha kiddusha Torah. As opposed to the first case we saw here, which was sent to Shmuel, where there was one guy who had done kiddushi, and then someone else, the rumor, and then someone did kiddushim in front of Adim. Here there was no Adim. Neither did happen on that one. Ela kol yatza shekidesh achar harishon. It should kiddushin after first. There were rumors of two. So now Mahu, Amar Papa, Avzo Megashul Shera. But same story. She can't go back to the first one. Why? Amemar, but Amemar says no. Muteret l'shnehem. Exactly the same halacha we saw previously. The Gemara Paskas halacha here. The Hilchata Muteret l'shnehem. Klomar Af Megareshanim No Serishon Rafidu Ravuneb Modevaha. Here where there's rumors on both. There wasn't aiding for any of them. If Ravuna would agree that she can choose which one she wants to marry. Only rumors, and they weren't Adim, and essentially, there's nothing here that is final, because all rumors. That's the Chiddush over here, that's all rumors. Okay, new Mishnah. This is the last Mishnah of the Masechet. So Beit Shammai Omrim, this is a famous, we discussed this Mishnah a couple of times along the way. Remember where Beit Shammai, he seems to be here, the conservative one, but Hillel is pretty liberal in terms of on what basis you can divorce your wife. This is the Machloket, three on Hillel, Beit Shammai, and Beit Shammai, Hillel, and Rabbi Akiva. Beit Shammai Omrim, lo yegresh adam ishto ele imken matzaba davar erva. Says Beit Shammai, you want to divorce your wife, it has to be davar erva. Right? Only davar erva. Shneimar ki matzaba erva davar. Mefuresh pasuk. Pasuk says, right? We all know this pasuk. Yikach ish isha ba'ala, v'yayim lo timzachem be'enav. Lama? Why lo patza? Why isn't he happy about her? Ki matzaba erva davar. Because you saw the erva, there's something wrong. Either she's been with somebody else already, or there's something happening, but it's all got to do with erva. And then the pasuk says, v'chatav la sefer kritut. She gives her a get. But Hillel says, no, Hillel mim, afilu idicha tavshilo. Even if she burnt his food, tell your wife, I've got to be careful. Right? Even if they burn your food. For those, right? You know, today, the youngsters, their wives don't cook for them, so it makes no difference, right?
They start burning the food.
They cook themselves. Today, the youngsters, they have the husbands all cook themselves. But for those of you who are married in more than 30 years ago, right? Your wife still cooks for you. So then, right?
On occasion.
On occasion, right? So he says, I saw a very nice idea, by the way, in the name of Rav Chaim Kamenetsky, in the Daf notes. You could all go like a mashal, or like to look at it. So he says there that the chilusha is not that she just done burnt your food, but she didn't burn her food. Her food wasn't burnt. It was your food that was burnt. And that's the case. If she just burns, she's a bad cook. Okay, what can you do? She doesn't know how to cook. But it's her food was perfect. It was your food that was burnt. Okay, so afilu dichatav shilo. Look at Rashi here. So afar way da ur shekorin adroshiru b'melach or put too much salt in. Also be called burning, right? You know, salt is maliach, is right? Kamo ki ish kad, ki esh kadcha b'api. Right, so even too salty or too burning, whatever the case was. Sheneimar wa ki nimtza ba ervat davar. Hillel is much more liberal with this definition of ervat davar. How does he translate ervat davar? He says, yeah, lebehillel mashmelehu o erva o sh'ar davar. It's erva o davar. Not erva. The davar doesn't go on the erva. It's erva or davar. Anything. Could be erva, could be davar. Rabbi Akiva omer, Rabbi Akiva says, afilu matza acheret na'ahemena. If I give it very practical, why worry about erva? But why does you have to wait till she burns your food? You find a prettier wife, right? We keep on saying, "I feel lo matzaba, lo erva, lo davar." Says Rashi, everything's fine with her, right? Just you find a prettier wife. Shneimar pasuk, he quotes another pasuk over here, where it's the same pasuk, right? Vaya, he quotes the beginning of the pasuk. Vaya im lo timzachen benav. This doesn't find.
Divorce, he's entitled to take another wife.
I thought about the exact same question, by the honesty there. I thought about exactly the same myself. Why not just add a wife?
I thought about that too, but
it's too expensive and also tsaras, you know, that cause problems.
Not practical.
Right? Yeah, I thought about it. My master, so we all thought, okay, good. Yeah. Right.
I'm telling you, look for grounds, and that's not a ground. Of course, you can take another wife.
Okay. So now, I said, okay, Gemara, Tani Amru, Behila Beit Shammai. Behila says Beit Shammai, I don't say Beit Hit Shammai. What are you talking about? Valok Var Neymar Davar. Why do you have to have Erva? It says Davar on its own. So Amru Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai says Behila, Valok Var Neymar Ervat. But it says Ervat, but it's Ervat. Why is it about to say Ervat? So Amru Behila, Behila says, no, this is what's the story. Im Neymar Ervat, even if it just said Ervat, Velo Neymar Davar, it's anything else, Hit Yomer, Mishum Ervat Tetzai, Mishum Davar Lo Tetzai. Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel makes a good point. He says, if it had just said erva, then I would have thought that only erva, that's the only ground you can get a divorce for. You can't get divorced for any other grounds. Lechach ne'emar davar. So it said davar, even other grounds. And says Beit Hillel more than that. Ilu ne'emar davar. If it just said davar, this is amazing chidush actually. If it had just said davar, if it said, if the pasuk said, ki reshavu balav haya im lo timtza chen benav ki matza ba davar, it was anything you want. So what I have thought, if you divorce her because of davar, so then she can get married to somebody else. And if it's because of erva, right, because davar would have included erva as well, but I would have said, why did the pasuk not mention erva? Ah, because davar, you can get divorced for anything, including erva. But if it was because of anything but erva, she can get remarried, right? But erva, lo tinaselachem. If it's erva, she can't even marry anybody else. Lachach ne'emar ervat. Hillel says, that's why it says ervat davar, or erva, or davar. You can get divorced on any grounds, and she can get remarried on any grounds. That's why Hillel to Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai ha davar my avad avdi. That's what Beit Shammai do with the word davar, because as far as they're concerned, it's only erva. So what's the davar there for? They don't need davar. Look at Rashi though. Beit Shammai ha davar my avid lei the ha kra dafka beerva lechud ayit. We're only talking about erva. It's very limited. V'im kain ervat bedavar mi baile. It should have said erva bedavar. Tomar erva beidi maybe. So Neymar kan, he says no. This is what Beit Shammai does. So Neymar kan davar v'Neymar halan davar. Al pish ne'edim or al pish losha edim yakum davar. He says it's exer shavu to tell me davar davar. What's davar mal halan bish ne'edim? Sorry.
Isn't that in this week's parsha?
Yakum davar dvarim yutet. Could very much be. Shoftim or shoftim. Okay, read it this morning. Very good. Okay, obviously wasn't concentrated. You see, Robert, you weren't in shul and you knew it. I was in shul and I didn't know. You see, that's the difference, right? He says, "B'shnei eidim, af kam b'shnei eidim." So too is that's what that's he says. Exactly. Shabbat, we need eidim the davar for to teach me that you have to have eidim, and it's not just them that you want. That's what he says over here. So nu behirel, does it? What does he do with the davar? Mikativ erva b'davar. So behirel says, "What are you talking about? Did it say erva b'davar? It said ervat davar." If it had said bedavar, you might be right. So Beit Shammai says, so Beit Shammai, how does he respond to me? Hillel says, no. Mikativ or erva or davar? Did it say erva or davar? Remember, Hillel said erva or davar. Did it say erva or davar? It said no. It said erva davar. It's all it's a package deal. So what does Hillel say? Hillel says, no. Lachikativ erva davar. Why did it mention erva davar? De mashma hachi u mashma hachi. Hillel says, no. Beit Shammai, don't get too literal. Ervat davar means, or erva or davar, that's basically what it means. Now, Rabbi Akiva comes all with a different answer altogether. Rabbi Akiva learns from the beginning of the pasuk, not the end of the pasuk. He says, afilu matzacheret. So he says, b'maikim miflege. What is the real machloket here happening here between Beit Shammai and Rabbi Akiva? He says, but Reish Lakish. It's all with regards to Beit Lakish. This Reish Lakish over here, Rashi mentions tons of times in all over Shas. You'll recognize this in a moment, but it's good to know that it's Reish Lakish. And now we remember it's end of Gittin, right? He says, Reish Lakish says what? The Amar Reish Lakish, ki, the word ki, mashma ba'arba l'shonot. Ki means four things. Right? It means e, it means if, im, dilma, right? So Rashi actually over here, in his explanations over here, he says over here, makom arba l'shonot halu nikhtav, ki betra makom im, makom pen, we got ki im, and pen, which is dilma, maybe, right? And ella, same thing, ella, and bat, or daha. So there's actually a long Rashi over here, which he brings lots of examples of each one of those. I'm not going to go through all of those examples. Anybody wants to read it, it's pretty straightforward. Rashi brings psukim, where you can see that the word ki can be either e, if, or perhaps, or bat, or maybe. Right, so Beit Shammai savre v'ayayim lo timsachen beinav. Beit Shammai says like this, when the pasuk says v'ayayim lo timsachen beinav, which is what Beit Hillel says, but Rabbi Akiva says that's the grounds to divorce her. It says you don't find favor in your eyes. Why? Ki matzabar v'atavar. Right, daha matzabar v'atavar. Ki, because he found. That's the daha that we said there. That because he found v'atavar. That's why. Rabbi Akiva savar. Ki matzabar vatavar, right? Ki over here, matzabar vatavar. You know, matzabar vatavar. It could be any for any reason. If whatever the case was, so Amar Rav Papa to Rava. So Papa says to Rava, lo matzabar, lo ervav, lo davar. What if he never found no davar, but lo matzah, right? Amalei. So he says over here. So now the case over here is, if he divorced her, okay. V'lo matzaba, lo erva, v'lo, no reason, what? They've just divorced her. So now what's the case? Look at Rashi over here. There's a Rashi at the bottom. You've got to skip all that long, long, long Rashi. He says, there's lo matzaba, lo erva, lo davar, lebe Hillel v'girsh, according to Be Hillel, and he divorced her. So according to Be Hillel, who says it's either davar or erva, but he's got no reason, just for Meshugas he divorced her. Does he have to make her out? Mahu? Does he have to... Does he have to look at Rashi? It says, "Ma'aki kafina lela ahudre." Lord, we force him to bring her to remarry her. If it's just for unknown grounds, he can't explain why he divorced her. Bali, right? So Amar Lei, so he says to him like this. Sharava says to her papa, "Midagale rachmana gabe ones." When it came to ones, right? Ones said, "Anar rabbi tulai." If a person raped a maiden virgin, so there the pasuk says, there the Torah says. This is advice. 50 kesef to the father. The law tells you have to marry her. Lo yuchal shalcha kolim. You can never divorce her. So says Rava, there with regards to ones, it says lo yuchal shal kol yamav ba'amod v'chzir kai. In a case like that, that woman can never be divorced. Anytime he chucks her out, he's got to take her back. Hatam, he says, there who de garachmana. That was a unique situation. That's the only case in the whole of the Torah, he says, where the Torah forces you to live with a woman your whole life. Aval hacha, my David avad, but here not. Because the whole chiddush over here of Rava is, right, there's a last Rashi over here, says, lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. Amir HaMasechet Makor, he says, the high kol yamav, cry a terror, that whole kol yamav is redundant. So I'll say he's all his days of his life. Ba'alam decha, lo yuchal shalcha. He can't divorce him, shalach. If he does, lo yeh b'shlucha kol yamav. She baitin kofin to lachshira, baitin forced him to take her back. Ve'eno loke al shiluchu. Let's get malkot. She nikuah katuv lasei al amod vechlikot. Actually, it's a love and he tackle a say. You don't get malkot on lasei. Michlal d'lochol ha-megashim. This is the bottom line. On all the other megashim, a number amod vechzir. They aren't in that situation. De'im kol, de'i kol megashim neshodhen ba'amod vechzir. Lamini ligluye b'hai. What's the chidush here? If in any circumstances you're going to force a guy to take his wife back, then what's the big chiddush of ones? So Rava says, no, only in ones there's a case like that where you've got to force him to take her back because she's amud vehechzir, but in all of the cases, not. Amale Rav Shashi to Rava. So Rav Shashi now says to Rava, Imli bo legarsha. What happens if you've got a situation where a guy in his heart wants to divorce his wife? He decided he's divorcing her. Vehi yoshevet tachtav u'mesham shato. But he carries on living with her like normal. Right? So Mahu. Now what's the case? Right? What do we say about this guy here? Look at Rashi now. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth last line of Rashi at the bottom, at the very beginning of the sentence, says Mahu. Yesh onesh bedavar or lo? Which is not a off the wall question, right? I'm sure there are people who can't stand their wives or whatever want to divorce them, but they just don't. So the other question is what's the story? Look what he says over here. So he says like this, Mishra Mahu, Kari Alei, quotes the Pasuk over here. This is a Pasuk in Mishle. Al Tacharash, Al Re'echa, Ra'a, Vu Yoshev Lavetach Itach. Right, there's a Tosfot read, right at the bottom of the daf. Sorry, not a Tosfot read. Sorry, there's a Rashi on the Pasuk in Mishle. Rashi Mishle says like this, Al Tachshov, Al Tacharash, he says, Al Tachshov, don't think bad about your friend. Ve'eno zaz b'mashmut ha-charisha. He says, and still the word charisha, the pshat remains, says Rashi. He says, charisha means to plow. Ma derech choresh, mechin makom lezman azriya. He's setting aside place for when he can eventually sow his seeds. Afa choshev ra'a, so to this guy who's thinking badly about his wife, mechin machon tachbolot belibo. He's all the time planning and conspiring how he's going to get divorce her. So it's the same. That's the idea. That's what the pasuk says. Is there punishment or not punishment? If you ask me, the punishment is what goes on in his own mind. That's the punishment. But once like this, we should have better. Okay, Vitania Hayar Rimer Omer. So Rimer says like this. Rimer says Keshem Shehadeot B'Ma'achal. Just like there are people who differ. In regards, Rashi says over here in their relative easterness, right? Rashi says daot b'nei adam chalukot be'easternessut shel ma'achal u'meshteh. Some people are more or less disgusted by certain types of food, right? They're picky. They're more picky. Yeah, Daddy, you're picky, right? Look, he says like this: kol daot b'sot too. There are people who have got opinions with regards to their woman. Kayesh lecha adam shezvuv nofel etoch koso. There's a guy, a fly falls into his cup. The Zorko, he chucks out the fly. Even after he chucked out the fly, he still, Eno Shote, he won't drink the drink. says Zohi midat Papus ben Yehuda. It was Papus ben Yehuda. He was so particular. The Gemara says Shaya Noel bifnei ishto v'yotze. We left the house. He'd lock her in the house because he was so paranoid that nobody would be with her and he'd go out. Right? Rashi says over here Papus ben Yehuda. Ba'ala shel Miriam Megadle Nashaya. She was a woman. She was used to do like a hairdresser. Because she yotze mi beito lashuk when he'd go to the market. Noel deder b'faneh shlot daber l'cholam. He'd knock her in the house and she couldn't talk to anybody. That's not a proper minhag. You don't want to behave like that. Well, you lock your wife up in jail. Listen what he says, yeah? She learns to hate him. He doesn't trust her. In the end, she's going to start being mezana tachtav. So that's the midah of Papos ben Yehuda. He says, and there's some people, a fly falls into their cup. Vizorko, they chuck out the fly, Vishotain, they carry on drinking. As long as the fly isn't there now, they don't mind drinking the cup. He says, Vizor,
what's the connection between the first fly and the guy locking up his wife?
The first guy, even after the fly falls into the cup, he still won't drink the water. So does Gatha, but just the fly being there. This is a guy who's like super particular. So the guy like this, he locks his wife up in the door. He doesn't even want anyone to talk to her. Like the fly falling into his cup. He doesn't even talk to her, let alone to speak to anything with her. The second guy, he says, the fly falls into the cup. He says, you take the fly out and drink the cup. Because you don't want the fly, obviously. Right?
He squeezes out the fly.
Right, right. So it says, Vizorko Vishoteu. Right? Zohi says, Midat Kol Adam. This is the normal guy, says the Gemara. She medaberet imachia v'kroveo. Man, he has a mind of talking to her family or to her brother or to her relatives, whatever the case is. V'yesh lecha adam. Yeah, you're joking, daddy. V'yesh it comes. V'yesh lecha adam. She zvuv nofel etoch tamchui. The fly falls into his pot of food. Motzo, he takes out the fly. Motzatzo, sorry. He sucks, squeezes it out. V'ochlo, and he eats it. Right? So he midat Adam Ra. So this is a wicked guy, says the Gemara. Sheroet ishto yotza. He sees his wife going around. Verosha parua. And her hair's uncovered. Right? V'tav tova b'shuk. And she sits in the marketplace and she does her knitting in the marketplace. Ufruma mishnech tadea. And her clothes are all open on all sides. And Rashi says over here, Eitzel atzilei adea. Right? Mikedech adumiyotchet b'tzarfat. He said, listen to this. Like the French, and her arms are revealed. Her this part of her arm. What do you call this here? Like, what's this over here? I don't know. That's the idea. What's the, like, the whatever that like below her shoulder, all revealed. So verochetzet in bnei adam, and she bathes with men. She goes to mix swimming or bathhouses. And so a woman like that, he says. So the girl says, "What in bnei adam? What do you mean? She baths with men?" Rashi says, "Im ken raglam davar shezonihi v'asharu." That's the case. You got a divorce. That's not a case. That's what the way I said. No, you're right. Ele b'makom shebenei adam rochatzin. She also goes to the same places where men are, which is not very particular. Somebody like right, zo. He says, right. So the Gemara, the bride that carries on, a woman like this, zo mitzvah min haTorah legarsha shneimar ki batzah be'evat b'chulei v'shachar mibeito. Okay, so that is ready. The end of that part. Now the gross luck is the end of that pasuk is b'shachar mibeito. Right, so he sends her out. Right, he says v'shina. Where's that pasuk? B'shachar mibeito. That's the end of the pasuk. Now the next pasuk, the pasuk says v'halcha v'yeta le'ish acher. What's that over here? Which says that she now gets divorced, right? V'hayta le'ish acher. The Gemara says, "Yeah, why is he called ish acher?" Right? A katuv kerao acher. Torah says he's somebody else. Lomar she'ein ze ben zugo la'rishon. In other words, he's not in the same level as the first husband. Look at Tosfot over here. A katuv kerao acher mitukma afilu kebehilel. Right? Va'ervot kai. So he says, this would be, even Behila would agree over here. And we're talking about a situation over here where he divorced her because of erva, not just stam, because of gdicho tafshil. That's what Tosfos says over here. So even not stam davar, but on erva kai. Let's not get the passage referred to that. And of Akshacher, Zeho Tzi Rasha Mi Beito. So this first guy divorced the woman because she was a Rasha. And the second guy, Hichnis Rasha Letoch Beito. He wasn't particularly, he knew the story. He was quite happy to have her. So now, how does the Pasuk say? The end of the Pasuk says, right? Zacha, if he's Zoche, if the second husband is lucky, right? Zacha Sheini, Shilcha, he'll divorce her as well. Sheneemar, the Pasuk says, Usnea ha'isha acharon. The second guy, V'chatara sevekritut. And then he'll divorce her. V'im lav, right? And if he doesn't divorce, look at the rest of the pasuk. On the second guy, the new guy now hates her. V'chatar asev v'kritut v'natan be'adav v'shilcha mi'beito. Or, and if he doesn't divorce her, ki chiyamut ha'ishach, he might die. So the Gemara says, like, why does the pasuk say he divorces her or he might die? He says, if he's zoche and he's lucky, he'll be able to divorce her in time. V'im lav kovarto. And if not, she'll kill him. He'll die because of her. She'nemar o chiyamut ha'ishach arod. He should die. Why? Sheze otzi rasha mi beito, because the first guy it divorced a wicked guy. Veze hichnis rasha letoch beito. Right? The second guy took her into his house and he gets what he deserves. The Gemara carries on. Ki sanei shalach. So Rashi says, this is a pasuk in Malachi. It's in the pasuk in Malachi, Perek Bet. The pasuk is ki sanei shalach. The whole pasuk is ki sanei shalach. Amar Hashem al Kaishel v'chisach hamas al avusho. So the machlokes there between tonight, we're going to what we spoke about early on. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Sanuya Meshalech. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, I skipped that. Sanei Shalach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Im Sneata Shalach. If he hates her, Im Sneata Shalach. That could be Akiva. For whatever reason, doesn't have to give excuses. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Sanui Hameshalech. Right, the guy who sends her is hated by Hashem. It's a law pligi. So the machlokes. Why? Ha bezug rishon, ha bezug shei. Depends if it's the first marriage or the second marriage. Right? Rashi says, "Yeah, zug rishon." Let's just go back. Im snua hu lifnei amakom shalach. So Rashi says, "Yeah, kebeit shama." That's like beit shama. So we saw ki shalach im senet shalach Rabbi Akiva. If he finds a better wife, and then im snua hu lifnei amakom shalach kebeit shama ve'itegas im snua meshalach. So Shamatya says Shanuya Meshalech, Lifnei Amakom, Hashem despises this guy. But I feel it about Hillel, even calling him Hillel. Nehi delo kafinan, shelo lo ti mihu sanuhu. So he says, we're not going to force him by Hillel, right? He says, over here, we're not forcing him that he shouldn't divorce her if he wants to. However, he can divorce her, but even Hillel would agree that he's not appreciated by Hashem for divorcing her. So what are we speaking about over here? On the one hand, it's she or him. So Gemara says, have a law pligi. Habazug Rishon, Habazug Shani. I said, Habazug Rishon, Eshet Norim. This is his child, his bride that he married the first time, the first marriage. Uba Mishtaikra, and the Torah is talking about that situation. Kriktiv Batra, it says, Eshet Norayich, right? The wife of your youth. Kriktiv, Venishmar Temruchachem. Uba Eshet Norayich, Aliv God. You got to be careful. That's the zivug that Hashem was speaking about. That's the zivug when the Torah says, the Midrash says that after 40 days, that's our bat kol v'zeh, bat ploni leploni, right? That's your zivug min hashamayim. You divorce that first wife. So says the Gemara over here, Damar Rabbi Lazar, kol megrash ishto rishona, he divorced his first wife. Afilu mizbeach morid alav t'maot. Even the temple, the mizbeach, the altar in the Beit HaMikdash, tears cry from that. Shneimar the pasuk over here. We're going to the pasuk over here. It's a pasuk in Malachi as well. V'zot sheni tasu ksot imat b'zbach Hashem b'chi v'anakam en od plot la'mincha v'lakach t'yotzo miyadchem. Say, the Torah says, kol ha'magash ra, let's look at the pasuk. It says, v'zot sheni tasu ksot imat b'zbach Hashem b'chi v'anakam en od plot la'mincha v'lakach t'yotzo miyadchem. Amata, alma, what are you speaking about? Al ki Hashem ha'id b'encha v'en eshet noraych. It was Hashem that testified to you both. Asher ata bagalta b'en you now. Bagalta by you, new bagad. Well, what's I can't think of the bagad. Betrayed, right? And you and now you betrayed her. Vehi chevratcha ve'eshet britcha, and she's at the end of the day, she's your friend and she's the wife of your covenant. So in a case like that, even the mizbeach, you can divorce. That happens. That's real life. But bottom line is, in a situation like that, even the mizbeach cries for you. And therefore, there it's a different story altogether. as opposed to a second wife, which is not treated the same way. Adran lacha magarish v'stikla masechet gittin. We finished the masechta now. Perich magarish. In the masechta magarish v'stikla masechet gittin. Adran lach magarish v'stikla masechet gittin.